Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Prepared X podcast. I'm your host, Rob Burton. And just before we get started today, here's a word from our sponsors, OnSolve.
Physical threats such as severe weather, infrastructure failures, and civil unrest are increasing in severity and frequency, forcing organizations and government agencies alike to prepare for unpredictability. That's why only OnSolve technology is committed to helping security and risk professionals identify threats quickly and manage response holistically. OnSolve combines artificial intelligence, AI, powered threat detection, real-time and historical, with mass notification, incident management capabilities, and travel risk management to form the industry's most comprehensive unified platform, one that helps organizations identify critical events faster, analyze risks more accurately, and shorten the time to respond. From anticipating risks to detection and recovery, OnSolve technology and their experienced team support over 30,000 organizations across the globe through every step of a critical event. Welcome to the Prepared X podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host. He creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello, and welcome to episode 134 of the Prepared X podcast. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to jumping into strategic level senior leadership tabletop exercises. We'll get started in just a second here, but as always, I want to thank you for joining us. We're doing these both on video now, as well as, of course, as we always do on the podcast. So thanks for those of you that have been listening in for, I think, what is coming up to 8 years now this year. So we've been doing this for a while, but thanks for joining us. And those of you that are new to it, welcome to you as well. All right, so this one, I'm just going to talk a little bit about strategic level senior leadership exercises. I've been doing this for many years with the team. We do them across the board from, you know, large Fortune 500 types all the way through to the mid-level businesses, the multi-billion dollar businesses that are out there needing to manage risk. It was just at one last week where we were running the team through an active shooter situation that involved one of their teams at a client site. So some of the complexities around that is really interesting discussion. They have, you know, what potentially is hundreds of different sites where they have employees that work alongside the client. So interesting, challenging, unique situation. So really good discussion. So, and again, we'll get into a couple more examples as we get started here. So what you want to do when you start out is to understand the executive's perspective, right? So, of course, you need to work with them and understand where they currently sit within the executive team. We need to make sure they understand what their roles and responsibilities are, all the usual things we do with our regular tabletop exercises. But, you know, we want to make sure that it's from an executive perspective. When do they get activated? At what point in time do they come into the conversation? When do they get briefings throughout the early stages of something that could be a crisis? Or do they get notifications straight away? Of course, in the early stages of something that goes bang in the middle of the night or any other time of the day. So, you know, getting their perspective early on when you develop the plan to create the exercise is really important. Making sure they understand what their roles are before going into the exercise, because we see executives, of course, changing on a somewhat regular basis. Certainly roles change from time to time. So you may have a new head of HR that comes in. You may have a new legal counsel that comes in. And then you've got backups as well. Backups to those leadership groups are really important. I'll touch on those a little bit later on. So we need to make sure then that the scenarios, of course, are tailored to resonate with that executive level group, right? It's really important that we do that. Of course, we tailor exercises anyway at any level of the organization to make sure we get that engagement. You hear me talk about it all the time. Engagement is key. But again, it has to resonate with that level of audience. And the level here is the executive level. So what are some of those issues that they may be concerned about as it relates to dealing with a crisis within your organization? organization. And of course, only you will know that. So when we work with our customers, you know, we'll dig a little bit deeper and talk to those folks that are managing the exercise on the client side and say, look, what are those pain points at the executive level that we need to touch on, you know, based on the scenario that we'll be planning. So that's really important. And of course, we need to make sure it aligns with our organizational objectives, any strategic objectives that we may have as well. And so, of course, you know, risk is out there in all different areas of our business. And of course, you know, some executives may see it differently to others. And again, you know, you need to be able to prepare for that before you go in and deliver the tabletop exercise. So like everything else, you know, identifying those key risks is really important, of course. And, you know, like every other exercise, we need to kind of prioritize what we want to focus on, because often we don't get that executive group for a long period of time. We may only get that group for an hour, you know, an hour and a half. I'm seeing, you know, towards 2 hours, I'm seeing is fairly you know, reasonable amount of time now, especially those that have a good amount of risk, especially those leadership teams that are really prioritizing risk as you know, a high priority within their enterprises. So if you can lean towards 2 hours, I think we did one somewhat recently, it was 2.5. I've done a couple recently that have been 2. And of course, we do the 90 minute ones as well. So they all help. And again, if you only have 30 minutes with the execs, I've seen that as well. You know, again, prioritize what you want to accomplish in that short period of time. Of course, we can't simulate a lot within 30 minutes. If you're doing those on a regular basis, then of course, throughout the period of a few months or a year, you know, you may be able to get 4 of those slots in, 5 of those slots in, and do, you know, those micro exercises that, you know, the industry is busy doing at the moment. But again, you know, a real event, real emergency, real crisis doesn't, you know, kind of start and end within a couple of minutes usually. You know, that period of time is going to, you know, stress test the organization. So, you know, simulate as much as you can, a little bit more of pain like that is really important. So the timeline that you build into your scenario in terms of where you want to start and where you end, really, really important. So, of course, we'll talk about that. And I've talked about it before in terms of, you know, thinking about in that 2 hours that you have with the group, you know, what's the timeline that we need to simulate? A lot of the executive level cyber exercises that we run, of course, a cyber scenario, you know, can start and last for months in some organizations if they don't recognize what's going on. And they can last for weeks even when they recognize the threat and the breach, and then, you know, trying to, you know, deal with the ransomware or whatever other situation is going on. You know, that again could be a, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 week problem for the organization. So again, squeezing that timeline and making that visible and understandable to the executives is really important. I did hear a story one time where there was no timeline, that someone was delivering an exercise for one of our clients, you know, prior to us being hired, and you know, the materials were nice, everything looked good apparently, and but the CEO said, well, what time is it? What day is it in the exercise? We don't even know. So they not really thought about that, the exercise's designers in this case. So just thought it was quite interesting, interesting approach when you can't, you know, visualize. It's telling a story, right? It's crafting those realistic scenarios to your environment. So storytelling is really important. And again, I talk about it all the time, and the executives will be engaged with that storyline as well. So it has to flow. Don't make it over complex, especially don't make it too technical. If you're going down the cyber route from an executive group perspective, do not make it overly complex. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up with those conversations during the exercise, and you're going to go down rabbit holes that you don't need to go down. So what I will say is, you know, think about that. When you're designing your tabletops for your executive groups. If you've got the time, of course, talk about the technical terms if you need to. You need that CISO in the room, or you need that CTO in the room if it is technical, or you need those SMEs in the room to answer those questions if they're going to pop up. But you need to think about that ahead of time. What type of questions may the executives ask, you know, based on the scenario that we're presenting them? And of course, you need to be able to have the answers to them in terms of the scenario and how you'd react to that. So it's good to, again, build those into the background. Really helps when you're delivering the scenario as well, that you've got some of those answers ready, or you've got that SME or those SMEs on hand in order to support you. So in terms of the scenarios, then think about different types of scenarios. Think about, who's responsible within the organization for managing various aspects of those different risks. And you can reach out to them and make sure they're designed around the specifics. So if there's someone somewhere in the organization that you need information from, reach out to them, tell them you're doing an exercise, go to them and say, listen, if this was to happen, how would we react to this? What do we have in place right now? What are the challenges? So that's really good, because then you can design a scenario that's very realistic to the organization. And again, that's really important, because again, you know, the execs are going to ask those questions and you'll have the answers to them. So actually designing a scenario, walking through this process to create an executive level exercise, you're going to learn so much. And you should learn so much anyway, even if it's a scenario that you're running for a team on a site somewhere, a warehouse emergency team, or a site in a building, a regional team or a country team, whatever it may be. You'll learn a lot through the design process, but especially as it relates to some of the challenges that the execs may be concerned about. Of course, the strategic side of the exec exercise, the financial implications that they may have, the stakeholder implications from an investor relations perspective. Of course, they're looking at risk from a board standpoint, so they're going to be reporting back to the board, the stability, the reputation, all those good things that come up within the organization, or the concerns of the organization. You've got to integrate those into the exercise and the design. And again, that's difficult, right? Because we've only got so much time. So again, that's a craft that we've mastered over the years in terms of making sure we touch on those key points that we want to touch on based on our exercise objectives, which again, you probably heard me say 100 times if you've been listening to these over the years. So balancing the challenge and feasibility. So the importance of striking that balance is really important. Of course, we need to make it, it's crisis management. We need to make it big enough where, we're concerned about this. And this is a concern because, we're doing this for a reason. We've made these objectives. We decided as an organization that we're going to take the executive group through a scenario based on our objectives and based on our priorities to get this done. It may be, again, it could be regulatory requirement, it could be an internal governance requirement, it could be an insurance requirement. There's all host of things you're doing, or reasons you're doing these tabletop exercise. But balancing between obviously taking it too far and making sure it's manageable, again, is entirely up to you as an organization. Are your leaders, do they like to kind of go that one extra step, if you will, and take this to the next level in terms of the size and scale of the crisis, the simulated crisis in this case? Or do you want to leave it to that level where, asking those questions, well, it was a bad day or a bad week or whatever it may be, but what if? And what we like to do with the ones where we make it a bad day, but not a terrible day, not an awful day, what we like to do then is ask questions. Well, okay, this went on for 48 hours, or this went on for a week. What if it would have been a little bit different? And what if this would have happened to scale up this crisis on a national level, on a global level, from a communication and visibility standpoint, or from a regulatory standpoint. So think about that. So of course you want to make it manageable, especially if you're doing them in the early days. You don't want to make it over the top. But again, we've seen crises happen, and we see them weekly. Some of them are really bad, and they're really bad days for some organizations. Again, take your pick on the cyber side, take your pick on the other side of risk. There's lots of different situations that organizations have been caught out because of the lack of preparedness, or just the scale of the event has overwhelmed them. So again, consider that when you're thinking about that. And then, of course, leveraging the experts, the insights from, external or internal. You've got a lot of great leaders internally, and you've got a lot of great knowledge internally. You've probably got some former military types, former firefighters, in your corporations, former police, law enforcement, could be a whole host of individuals internally or folks that have been in other organizations that have designed these exercises before. So if you're starting out an executive level exercise and you've not created one before, then of course, you know, reach out to those resources and make sure that, you know, you're on the right path in terms of, you know, creating what would be, you know, a good structured 2 hours that is buttoned down. Of course, we need to make sure everything's buttoned down from a presentation standpoint, and we need to make sure we stay on track, which I'm going to cover in I've got a number of other podcasts coming up on the executive level exercises. So, but this is where I want to start out, you know, setting the stage really in those early moments, early days, if you will, of preparing for your executive level exercises. So yeah, so my plan is to do probably 2 or 3 more. I think I might even have 4 more on this executive level exercises. And I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, as always, please share it. We'd love to have this shared around wherever you think this is useful. Again, look forward to the next 3 or 4 on this particular topic. And that's it. The only thing I want to end with is don't forget the International Crisis Management Conference. For those of you watching on video, over my shoulder here to my left-hand side, is coming up. The annual conference is coming up on June 5th and 6th, 2024. So we're super excited here again in Newport, Rhode Island. If you're interested in coming along, we'd love to have you. It's a great group growing again. We typically have 50 to 70 folks show up, and they're all from the crisis management space or business continuity space, and they're all concerned about crisis preparedness, crisis management, both for their organizations from a business standpoint, but also we get some crossover into the public sector. So we do get folks from emergency management organizations and other government agencies, especially on the cyber side now. A lot of government agencies, of course, scrambling to prepare for and respond to cyber-related issues as it relates to their own world within the government. So there's a great crossover now into that community. And so it brings everyone together. It's a great few days. And if you can join us, go to crisisconferences.com. I'll drop it in the show notes. That's crisisconferences.com. And hopefully we'll see you in June. Okay, stay safe out there. Until next time, take care.